Welcome to Sister's Place Entertainment Entertainment Blog. Today we have Christine Patrick joining us for our author showcase. Welcome, Christine.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So tell me about your debut novel, The Truth About, is it Awati?
Awiti, Awiti, and don't feel bad. A lot of people, yeah, they're like, is it Awati, Awiti? Yes, so The Truth About Awiti tells the story of a young girl in Africa whose life was forever changed by the transatlantic slave trade. So readers get an opportunity to sort of see the life she lived before the slave raiders came. And then they travel with her throughout time as she searches for peace and also as she executes revenge through storms and hurricanes. So the story starts in 15th century Africa and ends with the onset of Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So what inspired the story?
Well, so I learned this theory and a bit of folklore surrounding hurricanes in graduate school. I have a bachelor's and a master's in African and African American history. Mm-hmm. And one of the theories that I learned was that tropical storms and hurricanes that form off the coast of West Africa are not natural disasters, but rather they are retaliation by restless spirits. And so naturally that sort of stuck with me. I'm from Florida. I remembered being in like Hurricane Andrew as a kid, and it just, that theory and that bit of folklore, excuse me, always stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially their rage and anger is embodied in the winds of hurricanes. And again, this theory came about because some hurricanes, their winds start off the west coast of Africa, then they gain momentum as they travel across the Atlantic, almost following the exact path of the slave ship. And then, as we know, a lot of the tropical storms hit mostly the southern slaveholding states. So that's how that theory sort of came about.
Okay. Very interesting. So how did you come about choosing your title for your novel?
Okay. Well, when I was searching, I think every author has, some sort of reasoning and rationale behind the title of their novel, whether it was planned or not. And for me, when I was searching for a name for the protagonist, I came across the name Awiti. And the name literally means one born after misfortune. And it was a common name given to a girl child of Luo descent who was not expected to survive. And so you get to learn a little bit about why Awiti's parents chose that name for her in Chapter 1. But then I chose the title, The Truth About Awiti, not only for the protagonist, but also to reflect some of the harsh truths about the transatlantic slave trade. So it's a heavy, sad read at times. I will have to admit that.
Okay. So what inspires you to write?
Well, I love storytelling, and I especially love fictionalizing narratives that have never been told. So I try and find, like, little historical points of reference that readers aren't familiar with, and then I try and tell that story through fiction. So I feel like oftentimes, especially in historical fiction, we tend to get a lot of the same narratives over and over. So I just try and find little, like, they're called historical footnotes that people are unfamiliar with, and then I start there and tell the story.
Okay, great. So who are your favorite three authors and why?
That's a tough question. Well, I'll say, off the bat, I love Octavia Butler. Her writing is timeless, and she was just a visionary in terms of fantasy and fiction. And although The Truth About Awiti falls under the genre of historical fiction, it's also a bit of historical fantasy in there as well, because, as I mentioned, the protagonist sort of travels throughout time. And a few readers have actually compared The Truth About Owiti to Kindred and Octavia Butler's Terrible series, and that just made my entire year. So I love Octavia Butler. Daniel Black is another author I'm really enjoying. He also writes historical fiction, and I so respect and admire his work and the longevity of his career. And I'm looking forward to reading his latest release, The Coming. It's about the Middle Passage, so that's right up my alley. And then, of course, I love the greats, you know, the writers I call the greats, you know, Alice Walker, Maya Lou Angelou, Toni Morrison, and I would even throw Lawrence Hill in that pile because his work on The Book of Negroes and Someone Knows My Name was the original title. Like, that work is just timeless. So if I had to pick, that would be my bunch.
Okay. Nice bunch, and I'm familiar with several of them. Cool.
Wonderful.
So how can our readers learn more about you?
Well, readers can visit me and learn more about me at my website, and my website is www.cppatrick.com. And I'm also available on social media at author CP Patrick. And I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and also Medium. And the social media handle is the same for all of those. And that's all at author CP Patrick.
Okay. So what's next for you as an author?
I hope a very long career. That is what I'm hoping. The Truth About Owiti has just blown my mind, and has already been picked up by a couple colleges for their Black History courses. And so I'll be doing a bit of traveling to speak with students in the coming year. And then I'm also finishing my next book, which focuses on the Afro-German experience during World War II. So. Busy me these days, but yeah. Hopefully, what's next for me is a very long career.
Absolutely. Now, bonus question: I was doing my research, and I saw that you self-published. Is that correct?
I did. I self-published The Truth About Owiti, and it ended up catching the attention of a literary agent in New York, and she reached out and offered to represent me. And so we're working together on my next novel. And I've been encouraging a lot of writers who, especially if, you know, they're thinking about putting out their first work, self-publishing is a great way to sort of get yourself out there and, you know, start to gather a readership and make a name for yourself, you know. And then, if authors are interested in traditional publishing, that's a great way to get noticed. So a lot of first-time authors self-publish to sort of get themselves out there and get a body of work out there. And that's what I did with The Truth About Owiti, and I'm very glad that I did. It's been a wild and fun ride. It's been fun.
So what advice for new authors would you give in terms of self-publishing? Because I'm working on my very first novel, and I'm a little on the fence. I'm not signed anywhere because I'm trying to decide if I want to do self-published first one. And, you know, I have a few small boutique publishing companies in mind, but, you know, it's like, do I self-publish the first one? And then?
I mean that's a tough question because I think it's different for every author. I would definitely reach out to other authors like myself and to some other self-published authors and sort of get an idea of their experience, because a lot of it depends on how much time you have, how you know your resources are in terms of what you are willing to sort of invest in the project and that sort of thing. So self-publishing, you know, the outlay at the beginning in order for it to, you know, look like a very well-polished book may be a bit daunting for some people. But, you know, in the end, it ends up being your body of work and, you know, you get all the royalties and that sort of thing. So it's something to think about. But I have had a very positive experience. I went through CreateSpace on Amazon. And it was, and it was a wonderful experience. And like I said, even the outlay up front, considering the return on the investment is very minimal, you know. And if you have someone who can do your cover and do your formatting and that sort of thing, you know, then you're really looking at spending, you know, next to nothing. I would say a good cover, good formatting, a good copy editor, and definitely building your readership and audience as you prepare to launch your book are all things I would highly recommend.
Okay, great. Thank you for that advice for new aspiring authors like myself, and I'm pretty sure several of my listeners. We're trying to get our story out there.
yeah. And I mean, the thing is, you know, someone told me when I was thinking of self-publishing the truth about Aweetie, you know, I said, well, how is anyone ever going to find my story? I mean, you know, there's, you know, millions of books on Amazon. And they told me, they said, someone's always going to find your story. I mean, there's a reader out there that's waiting for you to publish your story, you know. And so that's sort of the advice, you know, that I give is that somebody wants to read your story. And you won't know who until you put it out there, you know?
Absolutely. Well, I thank you for sitting down with me today for Author Showcase.